You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Today on the On Inquirer podcast, we're having a little fun catching up with one of my favorites over the last decade plus of doing radio, podcasting, all of that. It's Joe Hendrickson, City Suburban Hoops Report, the best covering Illinois high school basketball recruiting. He is a wealth of information to all of us, and I hope you read him at the Chicago Sun-Times. You can follow him on Twitter at Joe Hoops Report. But with a little bit of a, what we call a bye week, I guess, for basketball, Illinois not playing at Michigan State, I thought it was a great time to catch up with Joe because of that, but also because there's a lot going on with in-state basketball recruiting for Illinois. Joe updates us on what he thinks of Merez Johnson and the impact he can make at Illinois next season. Joe's always been a big fan of Merez. Jeremiah Fierce, what Joe thinks of that fit, and what he thinks Jeremiah can bring to the Illini now that he is committed in the class of 2025. Then we talk about some new offers that Illinois has made in the state. Ian Miletich in the class of 2025, Lincoln Williams out of Kankakee in 2026, and Dietrich Richardson out of Peoria Manual. Yes, the nephew of former Illini DJ Richardson. We also talk about Gabe Solarski, a priority for the class in 2026. What Joe thinks about Phoenix Gill, 2025, obviously Illini legacy, who's at a game here recently. And I also asked him about Illinois' recruiting ability right now, and Joe gave some good insight on that. And I asked him about the DePaul job. So Joe Hendrickson is the goods. He's a must listen. So sit back, relax, and listen to Joe Hendrickson, City Suburban Hoops Report, talking Illini basketball recruiting next on the Illini Inquirer podcast. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. So wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals from Factor delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and my favorite guys, Protein Plus. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. Great part about Factor, they're two-minute meals. So you fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. Plus, they have snacks, smoothies, and more, so you can discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. And we've done the math. Sign up and save. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easily. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. So head to factormeals.com/Illini50 and use code Illini50 to get 50% off your first box and two free wellness shots per box while subscription is active. That's code Illini50 at factormeals.com/Illini50 to get 50% off your first box and two free wellness shots per box while subscription is active. All right, happy to have on our guy, Joe Hendrickson. It's been a while since we've caught up with him, but Joe, there's a lot going on in in-state recruiting. Illinois involved with a lot of in-state guys, especially the younger talent. So we've talked about this a lot. Hopefully these guys stay around the state. That's fun for us and for you. But it seems like there's a good crop of young talent coming up.
Yeah, Jeremy, this is exciting. I mean, I've been kind of whining and complaining for the better part of 3 or 4 years. And you know, what stood out to me this year, you mentioned young talent. There's no question the biggest storyline as far as talent, recruiting, prospects, evaluations is this freshman class. Saw, again, another great performance from, you know, there's three guys that stand out above the rest. You know, Davion Thompson from Bolingbrook, Devin Cleveland from Kenwood, and Jackson Davis from Warren. I, you know, I I hate kind of ranking them almost because they're such at a high level right now. You know, Davion Thompson has been my flavor of the year. I just boasting the upside to go with the type of production and the winning that they have. Watched him again this past weekend. He was just, he's so poised. He's so polished. Not long ago, but summer when I saw him, brought up the comparison to Jalen Brunson. It's kind of, I don't know who's the first, whatever, it doesn't matter. But the point is, it's kind of, you know, caught steam as more people have seen him. And, you know, there were questions on Brunson at that early stage of being not athletic enough. Is he, you know, there was some critique going on. I can see that with Davion Thompson. He's not a freak of nature athlete like a Derrick Rose, but he's a 6'1", 6'2", got some length to him. And I mentioned the poise and polish he plays with. Already a pretty elite shooter. He's a winner. Mm-hmm. I love his mentality. It's just, he screams high major. So, and those older guys do too. So it's really encouraging. And they seem to be really stable kids, people around them, families that, you know, it can change.
Right.
But they seem to be in a position where they might not leave. So hopefully that's the case, because it's enjoyable to watch.
When was the last class that you felt this high on, this early, Joe?
To have this group, probably, you know, it's been 10 years. Hmm. You know, it has not been of late, for sure, in the last handful of years. And, you know, we've had I speak of this a lot. The decline began, you know, there's hills and valleys throughout, but the decline began in 2016. And I thought it was just a blip on the radar. Mm-hmm. It's turned into, I mean, that's a concern when it expands. Now we're going on 8 years. You know, we had unbelievable group in like 2011, 2013, 14, and 15. 2012 wasn't very good, and there's your blip.
Yep.
I thought, okay, 2016, and then 17 was okay, and then it's just, it's been tough. Particularly two things, both the high level, high major talent, where Illinois fans are concerned, and credit to Brad Underwood and the staff, they have circumvented that and just, it hasn't been a factor.
Yeah.
And then two, just the depth quality, the lack of Division I players. We're used to 40 to 50 a year for years and years and years and years. And over these last 8 years, you've probably averaged 25, close to 30.
Well, Joe, I want to get into some of these new offers Illinois has made in 2025, 2026 as well. But let's talk about Merez Johnson, because he's still in high school. He's been committed to Illinois for 2 years, finally signs. Didn't get that McDonald's All-American nod, as a lot of fans wanted. But how would you update Merez Johnson's development, as he is now just months away from joining Illinois in the summer?
Man, anybody's listened to me or written or read what I've written, I absolutely love him. He's one of my favorites. For reasons beyond his talent, he is just the epitome of a winner. And, you know, there's a lot of similarities, different positions, different players, but similarities to a Ty Rogers. And the difference, I think, between those two in terms of their upside potential and future is, you know, Ty, I think, came in positionless, still figuring it out what position he is. Doesn't take away from the will and desire he has to be on that floor in terms of his toughness, defensive mentality, and athleticism. Merez is a little different. He has a position. He is, and I think what he's done is he's accepted who he is over the course of his career. He's morphed into that guy in that he's a big. He is a 6'9", 235-pound man-child, and who doesn't waste those physical attributes, meaning he will get after it. He will have a nonstop motor, and he's about the little things. He's dismissed these things that he's kind of unable to do or at this point in his career, and just gone to the basics. And that's where I think he thrives. And, you know, rebounding, run the floor, finishing, and then that size and that he brings and the attitude that he brings are just off the charts. And just so desirable for a college coach, because those are some things that are really hard to find today in recruiting.
So, Joe, obviously Illinois loses Coleman Hawkins, Quincy Guerrier. We'll see what Dane Danger, but, like, what are reasonable expectations for Merez Johnson, who's obviously going to play for Illinois next year?
Yeah, I don't want people to be confused of who he is. I mean, he's not this ultra skilled big.
Right.
You know, has he, as you project him as a five in college, you know, I know, you know, it's, if you look at how Illinois is playing right now offensively, you know, I wouldn't say, I mean, there's going to be tweaks that they'll do with personnel. And I think Brad and their staff have done a great job of that over the years, as everybody has seen how they have fluctuated. You know, Merez throwing him into that right there. You can see Dane Danger's lack of, you know, kind of minutes that he's played in, right, in that system. So, you know, I just think they'll tweak to the personnel. But I think Merez, you know, the skill level is where he's got to improve. But as he plays a more traditional five, then he is kind of more of a skilled five. But, yeah, I think he's a immediate contributor, productive freshman. And that's – those are hard to find. But I just think because he's college ready or college body ready, and because he's about the little things, that he will be able to get on the floor. I mean, who knows what this roster will look like in, you know, 9 months from now, because they have a lot of portal work to do. But, you know, I think he's going to be more ready as a freshman than really any freshman they've had come in as of late.
Illinois got a commitment from Jeremiah Fierce here recently, Joliet native. I know he's playing out of state at Compass Prep, one of those top programs in the country. But what do you think of his game and how he fits at Illinois?
No, he fits great. He's always been a player since he was a freshman at Joliet West. Obviously, he's left the state, see him during the summers. But he's a gifted offensive threat in today's game. As far as a distributor, shooter, scorer. And, you know, I've always thought from the first day I saw him, I liked his upside and his value more than his brother, who was obviously a McDonald's All-American and now at Michigan State. But I think Jeremiah Fears, they're really different players, where Jeremy's a downhill, compact, physical force, and Jeremiah, I think, is a little bit more skilled, better shooter, and a better scorer. And, you know, those are the types of guys you look at the way Illinois is playing right now. Again, you go back to that, he fits in perfectly. Interchangeable, can play a couple of different spots in the backcourt perimeter-wise, and he's going to be a lethal offensive threat. He just got bigger and stronger. He's you know, that's the opposite of what Jeremy Fears was. Yeah. He was kind of a punisher. Jeremiah is a little slender still, but he's starting to fill out. And, again, I would expect him to be an immediate impact guy as well when he arrives in Champaign.
Joe, it's fun to kind of watch these kids and who they kind of idolize and watch growing up. Like, Io was a Kobe guy. Like, you could tell that generation is a Kobe guy. Jeremiah, just, he's a Steph generation guy. Like, you could tell he watches Steph, and that's kind of who he idolizes. But that's just a different skill set that Illinois, you know, doesn't have really right now in its roster. Different guys, Domask and Shannon, are certainly different, but kind of reminds me of Tyson Walker a little bit at Michigan State.
Yeah, I think Illinois has done, you know, for a while, you always kind of said they don't have that long, agile, super athletic, active 6'7" wing, and boom, now they've got one of the best ones in the country. Right. So you do, you know, alter that roster, and for years they didn't have a point guard. So it's just you fill those holes, but you also, I mean, Jeremy, you take what you can get in terms of high-level talent, and then a good staff, a good coach can then, again, gravitate towards what you have. And I think with Jeremiah, you know, he's going to fit like a glove with what they do offensively right now.
It's really kind of foolhardy, Joe, to predict rosters moving forward and guys who are going to be there. But what do you think of Fears and Merez? And, you know, Ty should still be there when those guys are here leading that next wave of Illinois basketball.
Well, they're hot. You know, if they were, you know, Merez is an Illinois kid, Jeremiah would, you know, technically is an Illinois kid, he'd clearly be my number one player in the class. So you're talking about, you know, players that are from Illinois at a high level that Illinois – not that they didn't shy away from before, but because they, you know, other than Io, they weren't there. They're not in abundance. So it is nice for Illinois fans and for people like me to have these types of players that are in state that you have a good, really good feel for of who they're going to become. But yeah, that's the foundation. And that's you know, with any terrific young player, I just hope that they just aren't. And I'm not saying this, I'm not putting words in their mouths or their right. families or camps. I just hope they're patient. They wait. They don't jump the gun getting out when things go bad, whether it be even transferring or going pro too early, or it's just such a benefit for some of these kids if they just can stay locked in, focused on what's at stake, their own program, their own team, and their own development with where they started out. They picked that place for a reason. Yeah. You know, they picked Illinois for a reason. And I'm not trying to jump ahead and, you know, sound alarms or red flags. I just, you know, all these players, it is really hard right now for freshmen. It's always been hard. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, we're talking to college coaches and what they desire and what they want in their rosters, and to stay ahead of the game, they continue to want, you know, portal players, veteran college players that they have already seen and noticed playing college basketball. And there's one more year of this abundance of players that will still be in the portal, you know, this spring. And then it's going to change a little bit. Yep. You know, they could get back a little bit to more high school. It'll still always be portal because there's going to always be guys in the portal. There's just not going to be as many because of that extra COVID year.
Yeah, that's why I love seeing Coleman Hawkins turn into what he's turned into, you know, through some ups and downs. Yeah. And Ty Rogers doing the same thing. I think he's going to be a huge piece of what they do the next couple of years.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Phoenix Gill, he was at an Illinois game here recently. I think he keeps saying like he'd like Illinois to push a little harder, but it seems like they're still evaluating him. As Northwestern's in the mix, he's Iowa State's in the mix. What's kind of your evaluation of Phoenix through midway through his junior season?
You know, the team has struggled. You know, Phoenix is going to continue to shoot the ball better. I don't, you know, have him ranked as high or projected as high as probably most other people. And, you know, my rankings and my evaluations and projections. You know, I like Phoenix. I think he does a lot of the little things we talked about with Merez. He's about the right things. He does things that help a team win. You know, he's not ultra explosive. And he kind of just has to figure out in terms of, you know, shot, it has to be a better shot. He's going to have to be able to be a more consistent three-point shooter. We'll see. You know, it's a big spring and summer, and it's different because last spring and summer he didn't play any AAU basketball. I just kind of worked out, trained. So we'll see how that, you know, translates into this spring and summer.
In that class of 2025, Illinois recently offered Rolling Meadows wing Ian Miletic, long shooter. They need guys like that. Joe, what do you think of him?
He has made a huge stride. I was a fan of his, and you know, I'm thinking he's going to be a no-brainer, terrific mid-major project or prospect down the road. The shot has just, you know, I just mentioned shooting. coaches want shooting. The way the game is played now, you have to knock down shots. He's shooting it at such a rate and a high clip that I would have never have guessed based on, you know, mechanics, release, all that stuff. It did not – that was the big concern when I saw him as a freshman. He played as a freshman on the varsity level, saw a lot of him as a freshman and sophomore. And it's like, all right, if he can be a competent shooter, well, now he's shooting 48, 49, 50% while being closely, guarded by every single opposing team. And, you know, he's got surprisingly sneaky athleticism off the floor, very versatile, like a 3-4, 6-7 kid. So – I have him as a mid-major plus, but there are high majors coming, and I think more are coming. And there's a player, Angelo Chirivino, at Mount Carmel, who kind of was the hot name this past summer, and Northwestern jumped in and got him. I kind of thought maybe he might have the same jump in the spring and summer, Ian, but it came a lot sooner. He has just exploded on the scene, and several Big Ten schools are now involved.
Two other offers, South by 80. It's fun to watch Illinois get involved with these in-state kids again. 25, Peoria Emanuel guard, Dietrich Richardson, his uncle, DJ Richardson. And then 2026, Kent Key guard, Lincoln Williams, just got an Illini offer after his visit on Sunday night to Illinois. What do you think of those guys?
I am sky high on Richardson. He has been atop my rankings in that class. That class is not a loaded class. You know, Fears obviously departed and would clearly be the number one prospect. I just think when you're talking evaluation and the versatility, the length, what Dietrich Richardson brings to the table, he is just scratching the surface, just figuring it out. He's 6'6", can do a whole lot of different things offensively, pass, shoot, dribble. He is just the, you know, multi-positional guy who you're not sure what he is, but it doesn't really matter. And I love his upside. He's another one. It's a little bit slender and has to get a little stronger and fill out physically, but big fan. You know, Lincoln Williams is similarly built as Dietrich Richardson. And it's interesting with, you know, Jeremy, these 2026 offers, they have to be made. I just don't put a lot of stock into them.
Yeah.
On both ends, you know, Illinois or any other program that's recruiting a young kid like that, their roster is such in flux and changes, they may not even need a position or a player in 2 years. Kids aren't going to be committing early anymore because they want to know what a roster looks like, and they're just, you know, Merez is a different case. He committed early and stuck to it, and, you know, he was, you know, you're talking about a top 25, top 35 player. It's a little different. It's just a matter of letting the time pass to see where we are realistically with the recruitments. But Lincoln is a glider. He is smooth. I just saw him last week against Thornton. He's another versatile, long, active 6'4", 6'5", two guard who's got great length and size, and you can get to the rim. And he's got some nice athleticism as well. And he's a top five prospect in my rankings in that class.
Seems like Illinois is making Bennett Academy guard Gabe Sularski a very top priority. Like they're pushing hard there. What do you think of his game now that he's kind of the guy at a program that's been really, really good, obviously?
Yeah, he's the top player in that class. And, you know, it was interesting because he didn't play varsity basketball as a freshman, and he kind of blew up in the summer. And now the whole Big Ten and, you know, multiple high major offers outside the Big Ten. He's just a tough, physical, perimeter guy who another guy who's got to figure out, all right, how am I going to improve my shot? You know, he's good, but it's streaky. It's not consistent right now, but he's also just a sophomore. He's a very good passer. I look his demeanor that he brings to the court. He's got a physical build that's tough and strong that's going to fill out nicely. And he's kind of a jack of all trades. You know, he'll rebound. He'll distribute. He can, you know, play point guard in a pinch. And so he's a definite high major. And I think it'll be a Big Ten battle, for over the next few years trying to get him.
Certainly, Joe, we've been talking a long time and I've always appreciated your insight. Illinois' sell to recruits is certainly different than what we were talking 5 to 10 years ago right now.
Yeah, everything has just changed so much. You know, I am going to argue something as far as, you know, I'm writing an article on, or a column on this with Illinois specifically. When the Illinois job comes open, Jeremy, there is what there's this big, huge debate and argument of how good of a job it is. What is it, a top 10 job in the country? Is it a top 25 job in the country? I think it is more approaching that now than ever before because of the reason that we've been talking about, this portal. And there was always this pressure on Illinois. The only way you're going to be a top 10, top 25 program in the entire country is if you keep the kids at home, keep the kids at home. These stars from Chicago, and they missed out on most of them over the last 25 years. I'm not saying that Chicago kids aren't important and Illinois kids aren't important for the University of Illinois basketball program, but they're not as important.
you just don't have to rely on it anymore.
You do not have to rely on it. There are with the portal in particular, and then the big caveat is the NIL. I mean, it's just Illinois has been fortunate on the grand scheme of things that they have been very proactive in development of that NIL and what they've been able to do with it. And because of that, they are far ahead of they are a top 25 program.
I tell people, Joe, like, let's be honest, like, NIL is great for Illinois. Such a passionate fan base, such a huge alumni base. Like, I know people are concerned about it with football and all that, but it is a huge plus for Illinois basketball.
And that's what's going to make top 20 jobs, top 25 programs, and top 10 more so than, you know, Illinois has a pipeline to Chicago or a great recruiting base, a breadbasket to recruit from. It's not. I mean, it's just I don't like it personally. It's not for Illinois, but I just I don't know. I just know so much of what goes behind the scenes with college basketball and these programs, and talking to the coaches and these coaches that are struggling with, you know, $500,000 of NIL competing against in the same league with $2 million of NIL. And that is just kind of what it's become. And until it changes, Illinois is in a better position to be that legitimate top 20 program than ever before in my eyes.
But that also helps them, Joe, with they're legitimate enough, they're good enough that when Jeremiah Fears or Merez Johnson comes around, those guys think of Illinois as a really good program. Like, so you can take advantage of when the state produces that talent.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the case with Illinois forever. When you win, it's more attractive, and particularly with high school kids. But the thing is, you know, you don't have to spend – I mean, this is a generalization, but you do not have to spend as much money, NIL money, packages with high school recruits as you do the top-tier talent in the portal every spring. So, if you've got your – I don't know, your cash flow of NIL, for lack of better words, that you can really, really invest in these juniors and seniors that are in the portal, and then build it with this, you know, the recruitment of these high school players. I mean, the days of, and it'll still happen here and there, but the days of 4 and 5 man, really Fab Five recruiting classes are probably over forever. It's just, I don't know why anybody would want 5 freshmen. You know, if you can combine the two, then you're really onto something. And to your point, when you're winning, I mean, and you can keep that rolling and maintain that portal presence, that NIL presence with those older players, you are going to keep winning.
Yeah.
And that brings in, opens the doors to those, those hotshot high school kids that you want to get in the top 100.
Joe, I don't know what conversation you've had more. Is Illinois recruiting Chicago, or why can't DePaul have success? What do you think? DePaul is opening. Like, they got to go big here, don't they? Like,
Jeremy, it's hard to go big when you don't have the resources. Yeah. And it is the opposite of what we just got done talking about. And until they are able to put their best foot forward in all aspects of a program, it's going to be really hard to lure. I've been asked that question in phone conversations and texts and just relentlessly for 2-3 weeks. I don't have any inside scoop of where they're at in the search. There's names I've heard and some coaches have kind of mentioned, they've been, touch base through back channels, whatever. It's all about money, man. And if you can't pay a coach $3 million, then you need to figure out how you can get a ball coach for a lot less money while investing some type of money into NIL. I mean, it's been out there that they have struggled mightily with NIL, and in a league that has become a beast with national champions. And, you know, it's just such an uphill battle. It's going to be interesting to see when it whittles down to, you know, I was very involved with some of the guys that were in the last, you know, last search, including John Shire, and, you know, things turned out okay for him. But I don't know what they're going to do going forward if you don't have the resources in place.
Yeah. Well, Joe Hendrickson, you're the goods, man. Always appreciate the insight. Joe Hendrickson, City Suburban Hoops Report. Check him out on Twitter at Joe Hoops Report. Looking forward to that column against on Illinois, man. Appreciate the time.
All right. Hey, thanks, Jeremy. Anytime.
Great stuff. Joe Hendrickson, City Suburban Hoops Report. He is the goods. You can follow him on Twitter at Joe Hoops Report. Michael Tulip will join us on Tuesday to break down what he thought of Illinois in their victory over Nebraska in overtime and what he thinks about the huge matchup at Michigan State as Illinois is looking for another quad one victory. And to really keep pace, it's going to be important to get a big win on the road where they are the underdog at the Spartans. So we'll get a great insight from Michael Tulip on that, have our film room as well. If you are listening to this early in the week, we have a 75% off flash sale on Monday. If you want to be a VIP member, it is the best deal of the year. If you're listening to this later in the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, we will have another VIP membership sale. Not quite 75% off, but it's going to be pretty high percentage off. So if you want to become a VIP member, now is a great time to do so. Check out all our content at AlanaEnquirer.com. Give us a follow, rating, review wherever you give our podcasts, and check us out on YouTube. Follow us, hit the notifications bell, subscribe. We appreciate all of that wherever you guys get your Alana Enquirer content. Everybody have a great day. Take care of each other. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Alana Enquirer podcast.
Bye, everybody.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.